It's 7:45. Tomorrow, the Manatee School Board will consider a long-term contract for the district's embattled interim school superintendent. The vote was initially scheduled during a December school board meeting, but was delayed after allegations that Cynthia Saunders boosted the school's district's graduation rates through fraudulent practices. WUSF's Kathy Carter recently spoke with reporter Ryan McKinnon, who has been covering this story for the Sarasota Herald Tribune.
Ryan, just days before that meeting, the interim superintendent received a letter from then Education Commissioner Pam Stewart addressing allegations that Saunders fraudulently inflated graduation rates in Manatee County. Can you tell us more about that?
Well, this letter was sort of characterized by Saunders as totally out of the blue and unexpected, but it was really the culmination of more than 2 years of an investigation. She had actually been questioned by the DOE the day before the school board voted back in June to offer her a contract as the interim superintendent. So in all reality, she knew that this report was coming, whether it exonerated her or found faults. She was aware there was an investigation ongoing that was going to have an ultimate result.
The allegation is that in and around 2014, 2016, Saunders told her staff to employ student data in a way that would boost the graduation rate. Can you explain what is said to have occurred?
Sure. What they're saying that she instructed her subordinates to do was basically to code students who would normally be classified as dropouts because they did not complete high school on time. Instead of classifying them as dropouts, they classified them as homeschool transfers. What folks who worked under her have told the DOE and have told me is basically that it was a strategy to improve the district's graduation rate. And from 2013 to 2015, the number of seniors withdrawn to homeschool increased by 700%, which is what initially got the DOE's attention.
And after the letter from the DOE was received, a school district lawyer issued a statement rebutting the claims against Saunders. What has she said about the controversy?
The basic defense that Ms. Saunders has offered has been that it was more of a procedural kerfuffle than any sort of intentional effort to improve the graduation rate. So they basically have laid the blame on a retired administrator who's no longer with the district and have said that he simply failed to get the correct paperwork done as these waves of students were withdrawing from the district.
In your reporting, what have you heard from Manatee County School Board members about what's occurred?
They're in a tough spot because she has brought a level of stability to the district in many ways. And so the board is sort of has to choose between, do we want to start a search process and begin interviewing candidates and have another interim and just continue the drama? Or do we want to try to have some sort of stability and keep Ms. Saunders in there, even as she's under this investigation for alleged fraud? She has a couple of really strong supporters on the school board, particularly Dave Miner and Scott Hopes. The other three members have been a little bit more noncommittal. One thing that every board member has said is that they were not informed about this. And that goes back to former board members back in 2016. Former superintendent Diana Green, who's now the superintendent in Duval, basically says that's not true. I briefed them every step of the way. But the board members say that either they just don't remember that or that that is not true, that they weren't briefed.
And in the meantime, this vote is scheduled for tomorrow, yes?
Yes, tomorrow they're going to be discussing it during their workshop and then ultimately voting on whether to offer her a contract. That doesn't mean it's all going to necessarily be settled tomorrow. All of that could change. That is what is on the agenda at this point.
If anyone wants to learn more, they can read your reporting in the Sarasota Herald Tribune. Ryan McKinnon, thank you for your insight.